All right, as we prepare for the midterm elections in our country, I encourage you to vote. Who are you going to vote for? I don't want to know, and I'd never tell you. That's a prayerful decision between you and God. But as we continue to work our way through Ecclesiastes, the devotions, we've taken this week to look at some things we need to look for in a leader, and Ecclesiastes gives us those qualities. Here's virtue number 7. And it's the virtue of love. A solo leader is a dangerous leader. A person who must be the guy is often filled with insecure pride. Solomon tells us that two are always better than one. And that means there's a mutual love that unites and never divides. Solomon tells us that in Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. Two are better than one because they have good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has no other to help him up. Again, if two lie down, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. One writer said, if love is the greatest of biblical virtues, it is the home for all the virtues. So as we wrap up this week of looking at virtues, characteristics that we need to be looked for in leaders, love becomes the home for everything we've talked about. We demonstrate moral character in order to protect the people and the things we love. Love causes us to fight for justice. We desire to demonstrate prudence and temperance for those we love. Daniel Taylor and Mark McCloskey wrote, it is very difficult to assess the quality of love in political candidates. Perhaps one manifestation of it is passion. Passion comes from the Greek word for pain or suffering. To say we love something or to say we're passionate about something is a declaration that we're willing to suffer for it. What are candidates passionate about? That is, what are they willing to suffer for? What have they spent their lives doing apart from jobs and political office? What loves or passions made them pursue a political office? Love demonstrates the passion to get the right job done, to make the sacrifices for others, to lay down the natural pride in one's heart. Perfect love, of course, is only found in the person of Jesus. And he showed us his love by dying for us on a cross when we still had our backs turned on him. Love doesn't start with us. It always starts with Jesus. Learning how to vote for the right candidate is really important, but eternally more important is your relationship with Jesus. If you don't know him, if you don't have a personal relationship with him, please consider praying this prayer with me. Father, I want to experience your perfect love and acceptance through Jesus. I want to be in your family. I want to be accepted by you. I want to be rescued by the Savior who died for me on the cross. I want to turn from a fruitless lifestyle to a life empowered by you. So, right now, I trust in Jesus as the only way to have a relationship with you, the living God. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, just email us at prayer@ronmore.org, prayer@ronmore.org, and we'd love to help you get started on your journey with Jesus.